All right. We are having such a good time. Join us once again, our good friend, Sam Bassetti. Thank you.
When I first went in search of artistic inspiration and growth, I moved to Ireland. And I didn't know anyone. I just went over with a one-way plane ticket and several thousands of dollars and started meeting people and just hit the street. And this was one of the songs I first heard while I was there at the time. And after 10 years, I thought, well, I should play that song, and it became my most favorite song, and it still occupies that position. And this is a song from the 15th century. A peculiar time for humanity. In some aspects, not unlike today. There was endemic ignorance and stupidity. Hatred, condemnation, judgment, all those wonderful things that we as humans are known for. But this is a peculiar time in a lot of senses because it was just about the birth of romantic love, which is something that we inherited over here. It's a very peculiar thing. You know, for a long time, you couldn't choose who you wanted to love. And of course, depending upon your position on earth today, you still can't do that. But you were told who to love. You know, it was all arranged, right? Well, right about the 15th century, the bards and the poets started singing about a new expression of love, you know, and this was the immediate love that happened, you know, when you locked eyes with someone and your hearts opened up and you realized this is it. This is love. And once that was out, it could not be put back into the bag, even under the threat of being put to death. And many people were for, you know, inappropriate expressions of their love. So a lot of these songs grew from that period of time. And they all have to do with the same motif, which is sex and death. And usually searching for one leading to the other, right? So this is a story about young Willie. And young Willie, he's doubting on his true love. So he jumps on his horse in the middle of the night, but before he does, his mother says, you know, if you go without my leave, you're going to drown. And he says, okay, so he jumps on the horse. And he comes to the castle in the middle of the night. He has to cross a treacherous river, and when he comes to the castle, the evil, wicked stepmother archetype says, you're poor. There's many other guys here. They have far more money. Go away. So so he jumps on his horse and he rides back across the river, but he succumbs while he crosses the river and he drowns. And so she wakes up in the middle of the night and she has a premonition about his death. So she jumps on her horse and she rides out into the night, into the dark, into the driving wind and rain because, you know, the night is dark and full of terrors at that time. And she finds him there in the river, dead. So she hurls herself in, she drowns herself, and it's a cheery little number called The Drowned Lovers. And it appeals to my sense of romance. Willie sits in his stable door, combing his coal black steed. He's doubting on for Margaret's love. His heart began to bleed. Give corn unto my horse, mother, meat to my man John. And then I'll wait at Margaret's bower before the night comes on. Well, stay at home with me, little Willie, stay at home. Or the deepest part of Clyde water, drowning you shall be. The good steed that I ride upon cost me thrice 30 pounds. I'll put trust in his swift feet to take me safe and sound. So then he's ridden all the high hill down yonder within, with the rushing in the Clyde water. Or could it feed 500 men? Roaring Clyde, you roar so loud. Your streams are wondrous strong. Make me a rag.
check as I come back and spam as I'm gone.
So then at last he's come to Margaret's bower, his turtle on the pen. See him rise up, you me Margaret, rise up and let me in. With who is this at my bower door, calling my Margaret's name? It's only a first love, little William, this night come to your home. Well, open up your castle gates, open and let me in. For my boat's there full of the Clyde water, I'm frozen to the pin. My barn's full of corn, Willie, my stable's full of hay, and my bower's full of gentlemen, they'll not remove till day. Well, then it's farewell, you may, Margaret, and it's farewell and adieu. For I have won my mother's curse, coming this night to you. Then he's ridden all the high hill, down yonder we den, where the rushing in the Clyde of water took Willie's cane from him. So then he leaned him over his saddle bow to catch his cane again. But the rushing in the Clyde of water took Willie's hat from him. Then he leaned him over her saddle bow to catch his hat by force. But the rushing in the Clyde of water took Willie from his horse. First hour the young man sank into the pot so deep. Up and awoke the May Margaret out from her drowsy sleep. Come here, my mother dear, read my dreary dream. Well, I dreamed my lover was at our gates, nobody let him in. Well, lie down, you May Margaret, lie down and take your rest. For since your lover was at our gates, it's but 2 quarters past. The nimbly, nimbly row she had went down to the river's brim. And then the louder that the lady cried, the louder blew the wind. So the very first step she went in, she's waded to her chin. In the deepest part of Clyde of water, she found sweet William and sing. You've had a cruel mother, Willie, I've had another, and now we'll sleep in Clyde of water, like sister and like brother. They told me I have time for one more, so I'm not going to waste time going to another tuning. I'll play this tune for you that was on my first CD. That song's going to be on the new CD that is just about done after I send it to Colorado so that they can do whatever they do at air show mastering. Somebody once described to me the mastering process, but I'm not going to relate that story to you all. Thanks. When a summer rolled up,
but we float down, wet down the old harbor to Shawnee Town. And it's hard on the beach, or she moves too slow, wet down to Shawnee Town on the Ohio. The waters and the jug boys, the wheat is in the sack, we'll flood down to Shawnee Town and we'll bring the rocks all the back. And it's hard on the beach, or she moves too slow, wet down to Shawnee Town on the Ohio. Well, now I got a wife in Louisville, I got one in New Orleans. When I get down to Shawnee Town, I'm gonna see my Indian queen. And it's hard on the beach, or she moves
Sam Pacetti. Well done, Sam. All right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Radio Live on WUWF 88.1 FM. We are listener-supported, and we mean it, radio from the University of West Florida. We also are streaming live online at wuwf.org. We do this program the first Thursday of every month here in the Museum of Commerce, located in the Pensacola Historic Village, which is actually the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. Now, some people get confused. We say, the program's on the historic campus of the University of West Florida, and they go, oh, it's out there on the hill. No, that's the green campus that's out there on the hill, the faraway campus on the hill. We don't do it out there. We do it down here, downtown, corner of Zaragoza and Tarragona Streets, and it is what we all have always known as the Pensacola Historic Village, but now it is actually a downtown campus for the university. Think of it as the vintage campus. So that's what it is. So we're at the vintage campus tonight downtown. Don't forget that next month. Don't get confused. All right, joining us once again, Lainey Nash.
I'm back. So I wrote this song to remind myself to be a better listener. It's called Silence. Kick back, relax. Stop all the chatter. Clear your head, let it go. Feel what matters. Breathe in, close your eyes. Look around, two ears, two eyes, two arms, two legs, but only one mouth. So by grand design, straight from the divine, maybe we were meant to speak half as much. Turn it up. Doesn't mean you should take your time, be discreet. It might do us all some good. I'm ready for a new sound, like the space between the words. I'm tired of going round and round. All this noise is absurd. There is only one thing I don't hear enough. Turn it up. And will be used against you one day. There is nothing more profound than the absence of sound. Turn it up. If I want you to buy CDs, I probably have to do a couple songs off of the CDs, right? Anybody ever been in a relationship? Way too long? So this one lasted about 9.5 years, and after about 5 years, it was over, but it took me about 4.5 years to get it, so... I got it. I'm slow. The old me never would have let you leave without falling down on my knees, begging you, please. Yeah, the old me would have had so much more to say, would have never let it in this way, without telling you it's all a big mistake. Yeah, the old me would still be trying to change your mind. So long to accept that I'm not what you want. I'm facing my fears, and I think you'll be happy to know. I finally learned how to love you. letting you go. Said I didn't like that line. I wanted to change it. Yeah, the old me would have called and asked you to come back. Would have pleaded for one more second chance. Would have never let you slip through my hands. Yeah, the old me would still be denying that you're not. My fears, and I think you'll be happy to know. Oh, oh, that I finally learned how to love you. I finally learned how to love you. I finally learned how to love you. I'm letting you. Thank you so much. Anybody like bluegrass? I'm just kidding. All right, so it's no secret that I'm not a bluegrass picker, but I was asked to write a song for a reality TV show coming out of LA, and this looks to be their theme song. If it ever gets off the ground, we'll see. Why they asked me to write bluegrass, I don't know. Two steps forward and one step back. I'll keep on walking on my way to heaven. On my way to heaven. I trip over my own 2 feet. Get right back up, 'cause I'm on my way to heaven. On my way to heaven. Oh, it's impossible to foresee every little stone in the road, but I'll be forever thankful for all that I have and everything I don't. Sun comes up and the sun goes down. I'll take the dark with the light. On my way to heaven. On my way to heaven. Anybody got a banjo? Fiddle, harmonica, anything. Okay, just gonna leave me hanging. Oh, it's impossible to foresee every little stone in the road, but I'll be forever thankful for all that I have and everything I don't. Now, I hope this part never happens, and I'm kind of a big believer in the power of attraction, so I don't know why I wrote this line in here, but broke a string on my brand new guitar, but I'll keep on playing. On my way to heaven. On my way to heaven. 2 steps forward and 1 step back, but I keep on walking. On my way to heaven. On my way to heaven. On my way to heaven.
So I just finished a new record called One, and it's back there, and this song is on it. And when I wrote this song in particular, I knew I was going to actually make this record, and I decided that I would go around the world singing this song everywhere that I could until everybody was singing along. So guess what? I'm just saying, I don't care if you only sing in the shower. If you feel like you need to take your clothes off, that's fine. Whatever you got to do, run some water. It doesn't matter. I want everybody singing. You all right with that? Is that all right? It's okay to ask you to do that? All right. This is on my one record back there. I know you're sitting here thinking, you didn't give us our part. Oh, I will. It's really easy, actually. God bless the whole wide world. Every single man and woman. Every boy and girl, every creed and every nation, red and yellow, black and white, every thought and action, be it wrong or right, the rivers and the oceans, the mountains and the trees, the sun, the moon, the air that we breathe, oh, God bless. This is your part. The whole wide world. I wanted them to hear it on the radio, so you ready? Let's do it again. God bless the whole wide world. No exceptions. Takers and the givers. The weary and the strong. The grateful. The greedy, the old and the young, the lovers and the fighters, the winners and the losers, the poor, the wealthy, the beggars and the choosers. God bless the whole wide world. Doesn't that feel good? God bless the whole wide. May we look with our eyes, but see with our hearts. May we break down the walls that keep us apart. May compassion reign. May love find a way. May we wake up to a brand new day. The powerful, the helpless, the lost and found, the hopeless, the hopeful, the free and the bound, the innocent, the guilty, the foolish and the wise, the hungry, the wasteful, the leaders and the blind. Oh, God bless the whole wide world. You can keep that going if you want to. Oh, the powerful, the helpless, lost and found, the hopeless, the hopeful, the free and the bound, the innocent, the guilty, the foolish and the wise, the hungry, the wasteful, the leaders and the blind. Oh, God bless the whole wide world. One more time, really loud. Ready? God bless the whole wide world, no exceptions. God bless the whole wide world. Every single man and woman, every boy and girl. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lainey. Lainey Nash. You know, all of these artists have music for sale here tonight by the door, which happens to be right next to the tip jar, so don't forget that either. But please buy their music. I promised them you would, so don't disappoint me now. It is important. Hey, you know, tomorrow is the first day of the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival right here next to the Museum of Commerce in the downtown historic village campus of the University of West Florida. Don't forget that. You know what? Foo Foo Fest is going on. Now, they didn't ask us to be a part of Foo Foo Fest, but you know, maybe next year, who knows? But have fun anyway. But it's good. It's a good thing. A lot of activities going on for the next 2 weeks. It'll be awesome. So enjoy yourself. And thank you for being such a wonderful audience tonight. You didn't prove me wrong. You showed to these artists that you are the best audience ever. Idea. That's right. Give yourselves a big applause. All right, and there's more to come. Mr. Rod Picott is back with us, right?
Well. All right, I'll do the one happy song and get that over with. And people ask me sometimes, they say, why do you only have one happy song? And I say, well, I mean, I already wrote one, so, you know, that's all you need. I'll tell you the truth, though. About once or twice a year, somebody calls me up and they say, Rod, will you come play at our wedding? And exactly. It's an awkward conversation because you guys have heard what I do, and, you know, there's not a lot of stuff to pick from in my catalog that's appropriate at a wedding. Nobody's ever asked me to play Welding Burns at their wedding, you know. And they say, no, we want you to play Angels and Acrobats. That's my one happy song. And I say, yeah, I'll do it, you know, and they don't really know that that's really the only song I can play at their wedding, and so it's nice for me. I'm only there for a few minutes, you know, and there's cake, and I get my check, and I go to the hotel, and it's great. And then last year, some guy came up to me after the show. He said, you know, Rod, I enjoy the circus of misery and heartbreak, but my favorite song of yours is Angels and Acrobats, the one happy song. And I think you're capable of writing another happy song, and I think you should. It would balance your set a little bit. And I said, well, let me think about it. I thought about it for a couple days, but then I realized I got a good thing going with this wedding gig where I only got to play one song. So I don't really want to double my workload at the wedding. So I'm just keeping the one. And thank you. It's got this kind of old-timey feel to it. Whenever I start this song, I'm always tempted. Every single night, I'm tempted to say, it goes something like this. I hate it when singers go, it goes something like this. I always think, didn't you friggin' practice? I mean, if you don't know it, don't play it. Anybody can do it something like it goes, you know? So it goes exactly like this.
I ain't no angel, I ain't no acrobat. But when you love me, honey, I fly like that. When you do the things you do, I'm flying high away from all my blues. When you love me, honey, I fly like that. It used to be I was afraid of love. I didn't know just what I was made of. Then you cured my vertigo with your sweet soul kisses and you to and fro. It used to be I was afraid of love. Angels and acrobats got nothing on me. I can fly like that. When you love me, honey, I fly like that. Thank you. when I hear your engine moaning low. I pull the lever, baby, let that whistle blow. Angels and acrobats got nothing on me. I can fly like that. When you love me, honey, I fly like that. I ain't no angel, ain't no acrobat. When you love me, honey, I fly like that.
I feel better, too. I feel better.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's all the happy songs. If I do something crappy, I'll make it up to you by playing that one again. How's that? Here's a dance song about a shotgun.
I got a 410 on the bench seat of a Firebird. It's a 76. We all got laid off from the tire plant down in Nashville. A few months back, they told me down at unemployment, things have changed. You're on your own now, boy. You got to think outside of the box. So I made a new job. I'm self-employed. I got a 410. Shotgun, I cut the stuff can, the barrel down, it's just a 410. Shotgun, get the duct tape, wrap it round. I'm being careful, I don't work too much. I paint the car up from time to time. I change the tires, check the brake lights, don't hang around much. I mind my own, it's just a Mossberg from the Kmart. I'm on a trade up when I get the chance. They give them out now like a door prize down at the bank. When you get an account, it's just a 410. Shotgun, cut the stock can, the barrel down, it's just a 410. Shotgun, get the duct tape, wrap it round. Just put the cash here in the brown bag and a 12-pack for the ride back down the state highway. Listen, buddy, this is buckshot. It ain't a rifle round, it's just a fire pole. Ain't no big thing about as loud as a preacher shouts. Enough to get you into trouble, it ain't enough to get you out. It's just a 410. Shotgun, cut the stock can, barrel down, it's just a 410. Shotgun, get the duct tape, wrap it round, it's just a 410. Shotgun.
Got to breathe.
Thank you so much. I'm going to do another song from my new record. This is a song called Mobile Home. I grew up in a little town. I grew up in a little town called South Berwick, Maine. And I got a... yeah, right. You clearly haven't spent much time there. I got out of high school early. I got out in 3 years, not because I was smart or anything, but they really wanted me to leave the high school. And it was a true story. They called me down and they said, Rod, we can only have you for one more year. So you can come this year, but that's it. And you got to take 7 classes. You got to fill up your schedule. You got to take a correspondence course. You got to go to night school. got to go back to gym class, and there were a couple other things. I said, that's a good deal. I'll do it. And I got out of high school, and I borrowed some money and moved into a mobile home park with my high school girlfriend because I had a life plan. I had a dream. You know what I mean? I had a dream. And we lasted about 6 months, which is actually not that bad, I think, for your high school girlfriend. So this is our story. It's that trailer park is still there. It's called Marshwood Mobile Estates. Marshwood was perfectly descriptive of the place. I always thought estates was a bit of a stretch myself, but anyway, here's our story.
Well, we pulled up the carpet and linoleum. We drank some beer and had some fun. Painted the plastic, made it look like wood. It took all weekend, but it looked pretty good. No trees, no yard where the dog can bark. Just a home on wheels at the trailer park. 65 long and 10 feet wide with a metal roof and metal on the sides. They don't really make them like they should. And you can't hang a picture cause the walls ain't wood. Gotta go outside to turn the hot water up and it leaks. So you gotta have little plastic cups to set out. Catch all the rain that gets in and you pour them down the sink, set them out again. Ain't it strange it's called a mobile home? You just sit there, you ain't going anywhere. Warmth, bad habits, one for the rent, one for the paycheck you already spent, one to your stepdad for the down payment loan, and one more month in your mobile home. And your neighbor plays Aerosmith all goddamn day long. It's him and Joe Perry jamming along. He's got a PV amp and a fake Les Paul he bought from a store at the Fox Run Mall. And you wish he'd play something else for a while. Maybe David Bowie, maybe Jay Giles, or something more modern like the Cars or Heart. But he only plays Aerosmith at the trailer park. Ain't it strange it's called a mobile home? You just sit there, you ain't going anywhere. One for bad habits, one for the rent, one for the paycheck you already spent, one to your stepdad for the down payment loan, one more month in your mobile home. We got into a fight one summer day. She got in her Dodge Omni and drove away. I stayed for a while, but it wasn't the same. So I went to the mailbox and took down my name. And I sold the trailer to a couple of kids who wanted a place just like we did. Just a little something to call their own. They put the good pants on, bought a mobile home. Ain't it strange it's called a mobile home? Cause you just sit there, you ain't going anywhere. One for bad habits, one for the rent, one for the paycheck you already spent, one to your stepdad for the down payment loan. One more month in your mobile home.
Ain't it strange it's called a mobile home? Thank you.
All right, Mr. Rod Picott. Okay, Rod's going to hang around, and after I do a little business here, he's going to give us another one of his uplifting, hopeful songs to send us on our way tonight. But I need to remind you that Radio Live is a production of WUWF Public Media at the University of West Florida. Our technical director and broadcast mixmeister is Mr. Dale Regal. Our house sound, once again, masterfully handled by Mr. Tom Skinner. Our master control operator is Bob Barrett. Our video director is Jonathan Heide. Our videographers tonight are Teresa Clark, Lynn Marshall, and Mariah Singerman. Our house managers are Trish Allison and Lindsay Myers. And our stage manager, everyone's favorite Jewish mother, Enid Siskin. This is Pat Crawford reminding you to keep your mind on your driving, your heart on the coast, and your ears on public radio. Good night, everybody. Take it away, Rod.
Had a flat top, Gibson in 59. Was sad to see, son, and I ain't lying. I slicked my hair back, looking real fine. Had my daddy's old Chevy, it was mine, oh mine. Well, what you doing, boy, kept hollering at me. Well, I knew just what I was gonna be. Cause right there in glorious black and white, Elvis was singing, mama, that's alright. Well, I went, damn, he was pretty, damn, he was tough. Watch him shake that guitar, man, he had the stuff. I could have been like him. Man, I could have been the king. One day we went to town, Benny, Paul, and me. Talked to a man all up at the moon. Yeah, and 8 weeks later we was on a boat. And my hair was gone, that's all she wrote. Well, I brought a little souvenir home with me. My right arm says USMC. Now here's a shot from the howitzer shells. Old man Chevy rusted all to hell. Got a top paint house, has got my GED. Got a ring on my finger, it's a miles to free. And I wouldn't give him up even if I could. Most days I still feel pretty damn good. Oh, but damn, he was pretty, damn, he was tough. Watch him shake that guitar, man, he had the stuff. And I could have been like him. Man, I could have been the king. You can talk all about what you're gonna do. We'll see all about it when the doing is through. Got a picture I'm leaving up on the wall. It's a big old Chevy, me and Danny Paul. Well, I went, damn, we was pretty, damn, we was tough. In a big old Chevy, man, we had the stuff. I could have been like him. Man, I could have been the king. Oh, damn. Pretty damn, he was tough. Watch him shake that guitar, man, he had the stuff. I could have been like him. Man, I could have been the king.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much. I had a great time. Thank you.